We are excited. Resurrection Sunday. And really, Jim, you and myself are going to kind of talk a little bit about this day in regards to how the day is set up, in regards to our guest and how we're going to serve them. But before we do that, I'd like to kind of set the stage a little bit because we came through Good Friday. Today's Resurrection Sunday. I'd like to read some scripture and I'm going to share, you're going to share, and it's going to take us all the way to Friday, the death on the cross. And our reading will take us all the way up to today, the Resurrection Sunday, which a lot of churches, a lot of people will be attending today. Some people might not be able to get there today. So we're hoping that this program, as we share out of God's Word, that they'll bless people. So, Jim, I'm going to pick it up. And I'm going to be reading out of the book of Luke. And I'm going to pick it up in verse 44, chapter 23, verses 44. And this is what it says. It says, it was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. Then the centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, surely this was a righteous man.
And all the crowds who came together for the spectacle, when they observed what had happened, began to return, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who accompanied him from Galilee were standing at a distance, seeing these things. And a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, he had not consented to this plan of action. A man from Arimathea, a city of the Jews. He was waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen, cloth, and laid him in a tomb cut into the rock, where no one had ever been laid. It was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Now the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how the body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and perfumes. And on the Sabbath day, they rested according to the commandment.
And then verse 24 here, Jim, in chapter 24, I'm going to pick it up on the first verse. It says, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared, and they went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the woman bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee.
Saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And they returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James. Also the other women with them were telling these things to the apostles. But these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at what had happened.
And now, Jim, you know, as we read these scriptures here, you know, one thing, they went to the tomb when that stone had rolled away, and death was not in there. It had risen, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord for that. And I think it's a good, as we lead into today. What does this mean at the Haven Arrest Ministries as our guest will be coming over not only for breakfast, but they'll be here for lunch and dinner, and a lot of them are hopeless, and we have this great privilege today to share about the resurrection, this hope that we all have, Jim. We all came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we will be sharing this today with so many people that come through our doors.
Reverend Kaiser, you and I have had the privilege of working here for over the last couple decades, and we work with men and women who have really experienced some very hard times in life. And many of the things that this world would offer have let them down in the moments when they needed it. Whether it was the promise of wealth or the promise of any of the counterfeits that the enemy would offer. You know, sometimes it's drugs and alcohol, relationships. It could be a lot of things. And they come here many times broken, struggling, angry, looking for something real, looking for something that is a firm foundation to set their feet on. And we come here and we're here on Easter Sunday and we see that there is one who's already gone before us, who paid the penalty for our sins, who bore that on himself on the cross, and rising again, defeated every enemy, including sin and death. And so here we are, and we can share this hope with folks coming through our doors. And you know, Reverend Kaiser, we get the privilege of seeing when they put their trust in Jesus Christ, that same God who has gone before us, who is resurrected, can come and live inside them, and we get to see them made new. And we're a part of the chorus of Christians throughout human, you know, the last 2,000 years, who have been able to see this happen over and over and over again, how Jesus comes in and transforms a heart because he's gone before, he's risen, and because he's alive, we can live too, and we can be forgiven and be with him. And so it's just such a joy at Haven of Rest to share the best hope that we could possibly give. It's more than a meal. It's more than clothes. It's more than a place to sleep. It's hope in Jesus Christ.
And Jim, both you and myself and many of the other staff here at the Haven, we have been a witness to seeing how that power through Jesus Christ, that hope, when someone grabs it and says, yes, I need Jesus in my heart, we have seen transformation over and over and over again. Jim, this goes all the way back. It takes us all the way back to 1943 when we think about this. The ministry was built on a Christian foundation, sharing the gospel, knowing that we know that through God's grace, his love, his compassion, it can break the hardest of hearts and bring people into everlasting life through Jesus Christ. You know, earlier this week, Jim, as we were kind of preparing for the radio broadcast, I'm looking out my window. We got these beautiful trees that are on our parking lot when we come in, and there the buds are. The white buds are starting to bloom. They're not in full bloom, but how symbolic of that when we talk about the resurrection of Christ, this new life that both you and myself had to receive. Blinders coming off, people that were blind that now see. And today, like every other day, the gospel will be shared. The hope will be shared to the men, women, and children that come through these doors.
Reverend Kaiser, it is exciting to be at Haven of Rest on Easter Sunday. Not only is the gospel being shared, but it's in a chapel service, which is amazing as it goes out. But then between those times, just add all that significance. When we're sitting at the table eating, when we're in our various spaces, like our day rooms and in our areas, and the discussion is on the risen Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a thing that happens a lot with our resident men where they come on our program and they're at their worst. They're at their lowest point. And many times they give their heart to Christ and they don't realize the change, how different they look. And sometimes they go home to family and they're like, whoa, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't necessarily like think they look that different, but people can tell they're different. And it reminds me of the apostles. You know, they would go and after Jesus had been resurrected and he had ascended, they were in the temple and the Pharisees and Sadducees took note. These were unlearned men, but they'd been with Jesus.
Yes.
And I think we see that here at Haven of Rest.
Yes.
We're ministering to folks that society might have cast off, but people may take notice. When they give their hearts to Christ, something's different. And what's different is that they've met Jesus.
Amen.
And that just that the power of the resurrection, this new life, as you mentioned with the bud and how we see that in the springtime. Oh, that is just so exciting that it is not just more of the same. It's not just empty promises this world gives and then it's over, but it is life and life everlasting. It is hope. And through whatever thing we go through, there's a resurrected Savior who is powerful and who has defeated every enemy who goes before us and who gives us the strength we need.
And you know, Jim, I'm talking here with you, I get excited because we see all different types of brokenness that comes through the store. It's not just one type. I mean, everybody's broken without Christ, but there's all different types of brokenness, whether it's through family. And over the years, you've been here over 20 years. I've been over here 20 years. We have seen all these different types of brokennesses that have come through our doors. And we have seen the Lord restore through Christ. And, you know, we have even some, Jim, just think about this. There is some that are working at the Haven of Rest. Others are out working full-time jobs. Marriages have been restored. We had somebody on here probably several months ago, Joe Detweiler, who had come through our program years ago, has a beautiful family. Doesn't live in Ohio, but he was working his way through the states to see some family. These are the types of testimonies that bless us. We do not get to see all the results. We know that. There are some people we know that we have planted seeds, and maybe we might hear from them 10, 12 years down the road, and we see that they're in church. Relationships have been restored, even relationships with their children, and it's just a true blessing to see that. So Resurrection Sunday, this is what God does best, restoring lives.
Reverend Kaiser, I think of our core values. The very first one is that we are a Christ-centered ministry.
Yes.
And here we are on Resurrection Sunday, and the gospel will go forth. And I think it's one of the things that I love about Haven of Rest is it's more than, we mentioned this earlier, it's more than a meal, it's more than clothes, it's because those things are necessary, and people are in desperate need of them. But the greatest need we have is for Christ, and we get to share that hope with every single person who comes through the door. And Reverend Kaiser, I know one day when we stand before the Lord, we've been entrusted with this task that His gospel would go forth. And it's the Great Commission that's been given to every Christian. We just get to live it out here in Akron at Haven of Rest. But I'm thankful that for the moments that He's entrusted it to us, the few fleeting years He's given us, we've made Christ known. We've lifted Him up so that people could see Him.
And you know, Jim, it goes beyond the walls here with our staff. We have an army of our friends out there who pray for us daily, who support this ministry in just so many, so many, so many different ways. And we can't name them all, through volunteering, through the financial, through prayers, just through the support, through mentorship, the churches. And to see that support, they are a part of us, Jim. This is the body working together. Yes, we have people that are right in here, but people on the outsides, and what a blessing that is to have such a wonderful army of God supporting the mission, supporting the needs of what we deal with every day, 365 days a year, so we can go on and share this wonderful hope that we've been talking about through this broadcast.
Reverend Kaiser, I hope as our listeners have been just taking in our discussion on Easter Sunday and reading the scriptures and how God is transforming lives here, that they know the hope that they can have in Jesus Christ. Someone may have even stumbled across this radio broadcast that doesn't know about Haven of Rest. And our prayer would be that today would be the day they would put their hope in their risen Savior, that they would put their trust in Jesus Christ, and they would be added to the story of a life that's been changed and resurrected.